In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website. We all want our kids to listen, to cooperate, to, you know, go along with our flow, to make good choices. But there's ways of going about that that are very helpful and other ways. Everyone imagine a really unhealthy boss. Some of you don't have to imagine too much. Imagine a boss that you hated working with. Oh my gosh. And there's probably a lot of reasons why you didn't like working with this boss. I can imagine somebody in my mind right now. Okay. Now imagine a healthy boss. Okay. How did that boss talk to you? How do they treat you? How do they respond? And let's talk about parenting and how to get our kids to really go with our flow to work with us by talking about horrible bosses. Okay. Imagine you have this boss and you know, you have like a desk job and you're supposed to do X, Y, and Z. And this is how your boss talks to you. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, it's my way or the, it's my way or the highway around here. Okay. Okay. Don't backtalk me. So hilarious, but that's true. There's still grown adult bosses that talk to people that way. How about this way? Hey, I was in the military, so what we do around here is the first thing you need to do when you come in, you need to clean that desk. And before you leave, you better have that desk of yours spick and span. Hey, I watched this video. You need to watch this video. It's called Make Your Bed. So this is what you do. In this office, you keep those desks clean. You'd be like, what are you talking about? This is my freaking private desk. Like, I don't really need to keep it clean the way you want it to. Hey, don't backtalk me. You can't do that here. Stop this. Don't do that. Do it this way. Don't do it this way. Don't do it my way. I'm the boss here. Stop arguing with me. You need to listen. You need to do these things. This is good for you. This is good. You've got to trust me. I really have your best interest in mind. Just go. Have you done this yet? Have you done that? Have you done this? Hey, just check in. Have you done that? Hey, I said so because I said so. I don't want to explain it. Hey, one more thing. You see where I'm going with this, everybody? Now imagine a really unhealthy marriage. All right. Would you want to be married to somebody who talks to you like this? Hey, it's my way or the highway. It's my way or the highway. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, around here, we keep things spick and span. Those counters, we clean them first thing. Make our beds, clean those counters. First thing, last thing, keep them clean. What are you doing over there? Stop doing that. Let's do it this way. Do it my way. You can't. Hey, don't backtalk me. Don't backtalk me. What are you talking about? This is how we do things around here. Stop arguing because I said so. Right. So this is like comical, but what's happening is this is like be so horrible to be in a relationship like this, to go to a place of work and to just feel so micromanaged, to be like told what to do, to be in a marriage and to feel so scolded, to feel so powerless. Fight, flight, or freeze are things that we all do. And we all struggle with it. They are psychologically proven, physiologically proven, whatever that word is, showing ways that we respond to stress and to pain. And what these are is fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. These are all manifestations of fighting. This is a human being getting their buttons pushed and wanting to get things done their way. And I think you'd all agree, this is all of us in parenting, isn't it? We want our kids to cooperate. They should listen to us. They should trust us. Here in California, we have In-N-Out Burger. And when you go to In-N-Out Burger, I can pretty much speak on behalf of all Californians. It's always a pretty incredible experience. The service is always top notch. You're always met by somebody who's like anywhere from like 16 through 26, clean cut, please and thank you, very respectful. It's like the order comes out. It's just a well-oiled machine. And I think about how do they do this? I think one of the magics
of In-N-Out, because you can see them right there making the burgers and doing all the things. I mean, it is busy. I would never want to work there. It looks hard. They actually have been paying way over minimum wage because they want the best of the best, people who want to work in fast food. And yeah, there's some people over age 25 and 35 over there because, yeah, it's a cool work environment. But I think one of the reasons why people like working there, and the reason their secret success, is they must give their managers high-level training. They must. They must teach them, hey, like manager training, this is what you do when somebody's not cutting the fries the way you're supposed to. This is what you do if somebody's putting the cheese on a little crooked. Or this is what you do with your weird, disgruntled employee who's coming in dirty and not looking like the In-N-Out way. I remember working at a small gym near the Golden Gate Bridge once, and it was a small gym independently owned by one person, and nobody really enjoyed working for this man because he just really wasn't a positive manager to be around. What we're doing right now is we are a group of parents just here who love our kids, and we are getting managerial training. How do we work with our challenging kid who doesn't seem to want to go with our flow? Now, we know, and this should be kind of funny. Hopefully you giggle by this. You kind of know what not to do because you've been there, done that. Like if your ways are working, then you probably wouldn't be listening to this, right? It's like, okay, those old ways, fight, flight, freeze, or fawn that we've done in dealing with the stresses, they're not working. So what we're doing, okay, how do we go about getting more cooperation from this challenging kid? Here's two tools I want to put in your toolbox that I use with my kids on a regular basis. When I learned these tools for parenting, I started using them in all of my relationships, and they are so incredible. The first one is called empathetic limits. Now, as parents, it is our job to say no to things. No, no, you can't have 25 scoops of ice cream. No, you can't drop out of school to become a professional YouTuber. No, you have to clean your stuff. You have to do these things. These are our family values. But what I found is that there's different ways of saying no. And that what we want to do as good parents is we want to really excel in this tool called empathetic limits. And there's a lot of reasons why. Think of it this way. Saying no is setting a limit. Like, you don't want your kids to come into your bedroom. You don't want your kids to talk to you disrespectfully. You don't want your kids to, you know, do a gazillion things. But how you respond to them really matters. And so what we want to do is we want to have an empathetic tone to that. So here's a couple examples of how that sound. Hey, no, I know you want to do this one thing, but I'm not there right now. What? Why? I get it. I know it's hard. You really want to do it. I know. But I can't say yes to that right now. I know it's important to you. I love you. I want to work with you on these things. Sean, what are you talking about? This is so soft parenting. Why would you do that? Just be the freaking parent. Okay, so you're telling me that to be a parent, I get a no, no, no. Hey, one more time, and you're grounded. One more time, no. The reason why good bosses are good bosses is because they practice empathetic limits with you. Whether you realize it or not, we all have authorities all the time. And what the people that we care about the most, when they say no to us, whether it be in the like the beauty and the intimacy of, let's say, marriage or a boss or even the home life. Let's say you're trying to, you know, make love with your spouse. Would you, and you're really in the mood and your spouse is going to say no. How would you prefer them to say no? Like, no, ew, gross. Yeah, nasty. Your breath stinks. Or like, no, like maybe a little softer, you know, a little sugar and spice on that thing. No, maybe not tonight. I know you're in the mood. Maybe tomorrow night. Okay, I love you. And or something else. So these empathetic limits, what I found is that all of us struggle with this because A, some of us struggle in setting the limit. We struggle with the conflict. We struggle with the people pleasing. We struggle with the fear of having our kids react back, punish us back, manipulate us back. And so we struggle in saying no. Or you struggle with the empathy. The no is no problem for you. No, no. But it's like, what the heck? Like, this isn't like boot camp. This isn't like a police officer dealing with. This is a 7-year-old child. This is a 16-year-old young woman. This is a 17-year-old young man who lives in your house and he's trying to establish his own life apart from you. This is a person who doesn't want to make his bed in the morning just because you watched some video back in the late 90s about making your bed. Just because you, you know, grew up making your bed and you enjoy making your bed. So empathetic limits is so beautiful because what it does, drum roll please, is it builds connection. It builds connection with people. This is a great tool that parents should use all the time. So here's something to say to yourself, if, especially if you got a challenging kid, train your mind to stop saying no. Stop saying no to your most challenging kid. Now, are you going to say no? Of course you freaking going to say no. I say no all the time. But what I found, especially like right now, you know, I've got two teenagers and one 7. And then I know that my 7-year-old right now is just very emotional, deep feeling kid. So she'll ask me to do something. And I know right away, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to do it. I'm not in the mood. So instead, I'll say, yes, we can, not right now, but another time. Now, do I need to say that? No, of course I can say no, but this kid feels things deeply. And by just saying yes another time, it's like a creative way of saying no. It's empathetic. It's like letting her down easy. I'm sure that if you go to In-N-Out, when you say, hey, you really screwed up my order, you know, they're not going to be like, oh yeah, well, you probably didn't communicate well, huh? They probably were like, oh, lovey-dovey stuff. This is why what's interesting, if you call up Sprint or Verizon or AT&T, you're talking to somebody like in the Philippines. Have you noticed how they're like very empathetic now over the last 5 years? Like, oh, I'm sorry you're going through that. I was like, okay, thank you. Thank you. So see, like, and here is like another gist of child psychology. This is so freaking deep.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Your kids live in a world of no. They live in a world that's governed by a bell. It tells them to go from this to that. Parents tell them to do this and to that, to do this and that. So our kids are constantly getting no. So one of the reasons why our kids act out or struggle around us parents is because we're a place of yes. We are like their people. They feel like I don't have to like obey you here because I love you. You love me. And I have some power here. So the beauty of this is that the more connection you build with your kids by just hearing them out, by being softer with your no's, the more that builds connection, that more that builds trust. They feel like, you know what? I can go to my parent and I know I'm a kid. You know, I know I'm 15. I know I'm 5. I know they're going to say no. Like they're a strong, good parent. That's what good parents do. But I know they're going to hear me out and they're going to be cool about it. And they're going to be flexible. I know that they're going to like, really, really like, you know, take the time to at least listen to me. Here's another tool. Here's how it sounds. This might sound a little wordy, but here's another thing that they probably teach people at In-N-Out. It sounds, you can make it in your own kind of saying, but it kind of sounds something like this. Hey, this isn't, you know, that's not going to, you know, having a 10 o'clock curfew. No, that's not going to work for me. But why? Oh, my friends are staying out till 10. Yeah, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready to have you out till 10. But I can see that that's tough. Yeah, of course it's tough. You're the only one. Would you have to come home early now? Like, why are you treating me like a baby? Like, I'm in high school now. Okay, right. Well, let me think about this, but you know what? Let's see if we can make a win-win here. What do you mean, a win-win? I can see that this isn't good for you. And, you know, something that's important to you, I want to work it out. So let's make a win-win here. Okay, what does that mean? And then you explore what that means to be a win-win. What can you do instead of saying no? What can you do to say, hey, I'm going to say no here, but let me work with you. Or let's go with this. Let's say they're coming at you hot. And they're like, hey, I want you to do this for me. I want you to do that. I want you to stop doing this. And then you be the strong, empathetic, limit parent. Say, no, I don't really want to do that. Well, why? Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a win-win to me. Well, who cares? Who cares? You're the parent. I'm the kid. You're supposed to, like, you know, have your world around me. Right. But that just doesn't feel good to me. See, what the key to thriving with kids is to just take things out of the logical and move it into the emotional. This is why thriving with our heart talks is so good, because empathetic limits, you know, lives in our hearts. It's about training our minds to be these, you know, loving, connected kids. Sean, why do you got to be so loving? Sean, why do you got to be so connected? You don't. You can be harsh if you want to. You can say no, go for it. But if you think about it this way, there's one person in the whole world, maybe two, that your child can turn to. There's one or two adults in the whole world that really care about this child, that really hear them, that they have a chance. They have a chance to be heard, have their dreams come true. And so you want to be your kid's person. And so the more you work these languages, like, hey, why don't we work something out? Like, in a, you know, win-win. That's something that we can trust each other with. Because I need to be able to trust you that if your curfew is going to be here, they're going to be in on time. And I want you to be able to trust me that, like, hey, you can come to me and you don't have to sneak out or sneak curfew, or let's just go with somebody younger. Hey, I really work hard and I love you. And I know you have a lot going on, you know, you're in sixth grade now, but I need to trust you to empty the dishwasher, blah, 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 blah. No, like, this is what it feels like for me to be in a win-win with you. I do these things for you and this family supports you by doing these things. And then one of the things you do in return is you need to empty the dishwasher every night by this time. See, and I need to be able to trust you to do it. I don't want to nag you. I don't want to argue. See, what a win-win really is, it's really based on trust. And what is trust? Again, it's the same thing we've been talking about. It's just connecting with your child's heart. It's empathetic limits, building connection, building trust. And as we wrap this up, I hope this all kind of makes sense. Like, the way you if you're a good manager in and out, is you work with your employees. You get them to like you. You get them to see, like, this is my, oh, the best manager ever. They're cool. They're flexible. They're firm, but they hear me out. And this is what we, like, how we want to, one of the roles we want to see, like, adapt and have our kids see us. Like, gosh, they're a strong parent. But you know what? They're a kind parent. And they may not be kind to other people. They may not be patient with other people. They can be tough, but you know, with me, it's different because I'm their kid. I'm their person and I'm their special one. That's why they take the time to work these things with me and to really, and really take the time.
Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.